Since today's meditation is on Psalm 131, I suggest that you either hit pause and open your Bible to Psalm 131, or follow the version I have sent to you by email this morning. If you wish to receive these psalm texts in the versions being sung, sometimes with translations, please let me know by emailing me, kreider@interchange.ubc.ca. Psalm 131 is another of those wonderfully brief psalms of ascents, one of the songs sung by pilgrims while walking the long Palestinian roads and finally climbing the hills to Jerusalem. As I read this psalm, I wonder whether our church has ever read this psalm aloud. You see, it is a bit unusual, but that makes it all the more valuable. So let's look at the text. Since we will be hearing the words from the older Book of Common Prayer, I will focus on that translation, but you can follow in another of your choosing. Our sung version begins with a wonderful phrase rarely found in Scripture. Lord, I am not high-minded. I have no proud looks. Peterson paraphrases this quite freely. God, I'm not trying to rule the roost. I don't want to be king of the mountain. That is certainly vivid, but hard to set to music. I am imagining that our anonymous poet is well-to-do, well-read, possibly a man with enough leisure time for thinking, meditating, and writing poetry. This is not an illiterate peasant worried about putting a loaf of bread on the table. Our possibly well-placed poet nevertheless thinks of himself as a simple, humble soul, not puffed up, proud, or filled with self-importance because of his status at the palace or maybe in the temple. And that is maybe why he begins, Lord, I am not high-minded. I have no proud looks. Notice that the poetic structure is so typical of the rest of the Psalms. The poet states something, Lord, I am not high-minded, and then immediately states a similar idea, but in a slightly different way. I have no proud looks. Verse 2 builds on the first verse, possibly even leading the poet into the realm of politics or finance. I do not exercise myself in great matters, which are too high for me. I have been drawn to this simple verse time and again in my life. If only I had written down why, what I was struggling with at work, or what it was that drew me to this verse, but maybe it's best I don't remember. There have been plenty of matters which have been way too high for me, way beyond my understanding or my ability to influence them. And it is always good to acknowledge that fact of life. So this verse has helped me on a number of occasions. I do not exercise myself in great matters, or I will not exercise myself in great matters, which are too high for me. But the third verse is my absolute favorite, at least for today. Just listen to its peacefulness. But I refrain my soul and keep it low, like as a child that is weaned from his mother. Yea, my soul is even as a weaned child. It's hard to imagine any human more content than a quiet infant who has just enjoyed mother's milk and now lies quietly in her loving arms, falling asleep, absolutely safe, secure, and content. Yea, my soul is even as a weaned child. And then the fourth and final verse gives us the moral of this poem, the point of it all. O Israel, trust in the Lord from this time forth forevermore. The poet begs each of us to be like that infant in its mother's arms. Trust in the Lord, just like that infant trusts its mother. In monasteries and cathedrals everywhere, each psalm concludes with a doxology. Before we turn to the music, I wish to thank some of my friends for sharing ideas with me and for feedback. And I'm also very grateful to our fellowships, program whizzes, and geeks. Because when it comes to technology, I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So we have a number of people, John Lee, Rosie Pereira, Andre Pekovich, and most of all, Kevin Hebert. Thanks, guys. We will now hear the psalm setting composed by David Wilcox as sung by the King's College Choir, Cambridge, with David Wilcox conducting. If you find the words on this old recording a bit hard to hear, I hope that the music can still give you the gift of peace this Lent.